Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. With only one day left for campaigning to end for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections, leaders of all political parties making last-ditch efforts to convince voters in their favour. Election Commission directs BJP and Congress presidents to ask party star campaigners to refrain from violating model code of conduct. Severe heatwave grips Rajasthan. Barmer remains hottest with 48 degrees Celsius. RBI to transfer 2.11 lakh crore rupees as surplus to government for 2023-24. Millions attend funeral procession of Iran's late president Ibrahim Raisi in Tehran. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also pays tribute. And in IPL cricket, eliminator between Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway at Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. With only a day left for campaigning to end for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections, leaders of all major political parties are occupied in a hectic schedule of canvassing in poll-bound states. Campaigning is also at its peak for the seventh phase of election, which is the last phase. In the national capital, Delhi, the polling will take place in a single phase on Saturday for all the seven seats. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed a rally in Dwarka. He hit out at the Congress party, alleging that for 60 years, Congress has done injustice to the potential of India and its party leaders indulged in criminal activity. He said that the BJP government is the only one that can give the scale and speed that a huge country like India requires.
Congress har din 12 kilometer highway banwa pati thi. मोदी सरकार हर रोज करीब 30 किलोमीटर हाईवे बनवा रही है कांग्रेस 60 साल में ज्यादा से ज्यादा 70 एयरपोर्ट बनवा पाई थी मोदी ने 10 साल में 70 नए एयरपोर्ट बनाकर जोड़ दिया 60 साल में कांग्रेस 380 मेडिकल कॉलेज बनवा पाई मोदी ने सिर्फ 10 साल में 350 से ज्यादा नए मेडिकल कॉलेज बनवा दिए
मिस्टर मोदी said the BJP's motto is nation first but their motto is family first Aam Aadmi Party Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal held a roadshow in Malviya Nagar and RK Puram areas. He also addressed a group of lawyers saying that they have made huge contribution in protecting democracy and the constitution. Congress candidate from North West Delhi Udit Raj today held a roadshow in Narela Assembly constituency and public meeting in Rohini area. Earlier today, the Prime Minister addressed rallies in Uttar Pradesh's Basti and Shravasti districts. In Basti, the Prime Minister said BJP has achieved the target of majority seats in the five phase of elections only, and that is why the opposition leaders are losing their cool. The rally was organized for Basti, Sant Kabir Nagar and Dumaria Ganj Lok Sabha constituencies jointly. In Shravasti, Mr. Modi came down heavily on INDIA block, saying that they are not only communal but also casteist and promote nepotism. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath campaigned in Jaunpur and Basti districts, while Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav campaigned in Maharajganj and Kushinagar districts. Addressing a political rally in Azamgarh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav claimed that BJP is going to lose all the 80 seats of UP and they are not going to get more than 140 seats overall. In the sixth phase, voting will be held in 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh. In Haryana, polling for all 10 Lok Sabha seats will be held in single phase on Saturday. Top leaders of both Congress and BJP have hit the ground to seek people's support. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri of Mahindragarh Bhiwani parliamentary constituency. He hit out at the NDA government over the issue of Agnivir scheme.
मैं शुरुआत अग्निवीर योजना से करना चाहता हूं हिंदुस्तान के बॉर्डर की रक्षा हरियाणा के युवा करते हैं बाकी प्रदेशों के युवा करते हैं दिल में देशभक्ति है आपकी और नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने पहली बार हिंदुस्तान के जवानों को मजदूर में बदल दिया है। इंडिया की सरकार आएगी, अग्निवीर योजना को उठाकर हम कूड़ेदान में फेंक देंगे।
Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a rally in Bhiwani today, referring to the reported praise of Rahul Gandhi by a prominent leader of Pakistan. Mr. Singh asked why the former Congress president is silent and is not rejecting the Pakistani compliment. Our correspondent reports Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to campaign in Bhiwani, Mahendragarh tomorrow.
Like other Lok Sabha seats in Haryana, Bhiwani Mahendragarh is also expected to witness a largely bipolar contest between BJP and Congress. BJP has fielded sitting MP Dharambir Chaudhary from the seat again, while Congress has given ticket to its MLA Rao Dan Singh. Jannayak Janata Party candidate Rao Bahadur Singh is trying hard to make the contest triangular on this seat. In the last Lok Sabha polls, BJP had wiped out Congress in the state, winning all 10 Lok Sabha seats. This time also, BJP is working hard on the ground to maintain its tally, while Congress is putting all its efforts to gain lost ground in the Lok Sabha elections. The Haryana Assembly polls are also scheduled later this year, and the result of the Lok Sabha polls is bound to have an impact on the Assembly elections in the state. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Charkhi Dadri, Haryana.
Congress Party's star campaigner Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a Nyay Sankalp rally in Godda in Jharkhand. BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also addressed a rally. He launched a scathing attack against JMM and Congress and alleged the two parties indulge in divisive politics. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed BJP President JP Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to issue formal notes of caution to party star campaigners to refrain from making any statements prohibited in the Model Code of Conduct. In separate letters issued to both the party presidents, the commission said no party or candidate should indulge in any activity or utterances which may aggravate existing differences and communal discord. The commission asked the BJP, as the ruling party at the centre, to fully align the campaign methods to the practical aspects of the composite and sensitive fabric of India. The commission directed the Congress star campaigners not to politicise the defence forces. It has also directed Mr. Kharge to convey the star campaigners to not make statements which give false impression, such as that the Constitution of India may be abolished or sold. The directions came in response to the complaints filed by both the parties regarding inappropriate statements made during the poll campaigning. In the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh on the 25th of May. This also includes one of the important seats of Purvanchal, the Azamgarh seat. Current BJP MP Dinesh Lal Yadav Nirahua is once again contesting from this seat. A total of 9 candidates, including Samajwadi Party's Dharmendra Yadav, are trying their luck on this seat. More from our correspondent.
There are 5 assembly constituencies under the Azamgarh Lok Sabha seat. This includes Gopalpur, Sagadi, Mubarakpur, Azamgarh and Mehnagar. A total of 18,60,786 voters on the seat will decide the fate of 9 candidates on May 25. These include 9,84,674 male voters, 8,76,069 female voters and 43 other voters. In the 2019 Lok Sabha election, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav contested from the Azamgarh seat and defeated BJP candidate and Bhojpuri cinema star Dinesh Lal Yadav Nirahua by a margin of 2,59,874 votes. Akhilesh Yadav got 6,21,578 votes, while Dinesh Lal Yadav got 3,61,704 votes. Akhilesh Yadav left his parliamentary seat after being elected MLA in the Uttar Pradesh Assembly elections in 2022. After this, in the by-election held on Azamgarh Lok Sabha seat, BJP candidate Dinesh Lal Yadav Nirahua defeated SP candidate and Akhilesh Yadav's cousin Dharmendra Yadav by a margin of 8,679 votes. BSP's Guddu Jamali stood third in this election. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections. Every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the evening news on Akashvani. The Calcutta High Court today cancelled all the OBC certificates given by the government of West Bengal after 2010. A division bench of Justice Tapovrat Chakraborty and Justice Raj Shekhar Mantha delivered the order today. 5 lakh OBC certificates have been cancelled through this verdict. The court has also cleared that those who have used this certificate will not be affected by this order. Nobody can use the now cancelled OBC certificate while applying for any government job. The division bench observed that the state government had not followed right and established laws for issuing the certificates. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has approved the transfer of 2.11 lakh crore rupees as surplus to the central government for the accounting year 2023-24. It was approved during the 608th meeting of the RBI Central Board of Directors held in Mumbai today. The board, under the chairmanship of RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, decided to increase the contingent risk buffer, CRB, to 6.5% for the financial year 2023-24 as the economy remains robust and resilient. Besides discussing and approving the Reserve Bank's annual report and financial statements for the year 2023-24, the board also reviewed the global and domestic economic scenario, including risks to the outlook. The funeral procession of Iran's late President Ibrahim Raisi was held in Tehran today. Millions of mourners flocked to the procession from Tehran University towards Freedom Square along the crowded streets. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led the prayer ceremony in front of the coffins of President Raisi, Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian, and others who were killed in the helicopter crash on Sunday. Funeral ceremony was attended by numerous high-ranking political and military representatives as well as foreign dignitaries. Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar was also present in the ceremony to pay condolences. He also conveyed condolences to the acting President Mohammad Mukbir. Most of the parts of Rajasthan remained in the grip of severe heat waves today. The maximum temperature at many places in the state has increased by 1 to 2 degrees as compared to yesterday. Barmer was the hottest place where the maximum temperature of 48 degrees Celsius was recorded. Our correspondent reports heat waves have affected normal life across the state.
Due to the extreme heat, normal life has been severely affected across the state. At the most of the places in the state, day and night temperature are being recorded 5 to 8 degrees above normal temperature. The state government has cancelled holidays of divisional commissioners, district collectors, additional district collectors and sub-divisional officers. The Met Department has forecast further increase in temperature in various districts for the state in the next 3 to 4 days. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning will continue in Kerala. Red alert is issued for Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts today. Orange alert is issued in 10 districts and yellow alert in the remaining 2 districts. Fishermen are warned not to venture out into the sea from the Kerala coast until further notice. Meanwhile, Delhiites experienced some relief from the intense heat wave conditions today. The IMD said, apart from Rajasthan, severe heat wave conditions prevailed in some pockets of Haryana, Gujarat, and West Madhya Pradesh. National capital Delhi's peak power demand clocked 8,000 megawatt this afternoon, the highest ever in the history. And in IPL cricket, the eliminator between Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers Bengaluru is underway at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, RCB were 159 for 7 in 19 overs when reports last came in. Virat Kohli broke yet another record as he became the first batter to score 8,000 runs in the IPL. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. With only one day left for campaigning to end for 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections, leaders of all political parties making last-ditch effort to convince voters in their favour. Election Commission directs BJP and Congress presidents to ask party star campaigners to refrain from violating model code of conduct. Severe heatwave grips Rajasthan. Barmer remains hottest with 48 degrees Celsius. Millions attend funeral procession of Iran's late President Ibrahim Raisi in Tehran. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also pays tribute. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.